Welcome to the Massage Life Podcast. I'm Jordan Pearson. I'm a CPA, and I'm here with the wonderful, the one and only Melissa, who just asked me a second ago, does my hair look nice? And I said, you look terrible. You look like garbage. No, you look fantastic. That's what I said. You do. You look amazing today. Everyone should go watch us on YouTube just to see what you look like.
I think we have like 2 YouTube followers.
13.
Oh, unlucky 13.
We do better on other platforms. It's fine.
Yeah, but apparently TikTok's going away, so we should switch over to YouTube, I guess.
Yeah, that's probably a good thing.
No, I'm sure TikTok's not going anywhere.
So we're veering away from any discussions about tax. Is that the plan? We're going to talk about...
Yeah, people are probably tired of tax info. Although I thought we had a little tidbit of tax.
Yeah, we may throw in a little sure. nugget of tax.
You can't help yourself.
I just can't. What else am I going to talk about? I got nothing else to give here.
I guess so. Color commentary.
Yeah. We do have a guest coming on next week, which is exciting.
Yeah, so exciting.
Yeah. We got to figure out the logistics. It could be a total gong show, but whatever.
We'll try. Yeah, we were thinking that would be a fun thing to do, you know, instead of people just listening to us all the time.
Yeah. Okay, so what are we talking about today?
Yeah, so what I wanted to talk about was massaging family members. So you're always griping on me for not massaging you, right?
Yeah.
But I have some evidence why massage therapists may not want to massage their family members.
I do not approve of this episode.
You're like, that's it.
Yeah, I'm out. That's really what we're talking about?
Yeah.
Why you're not allowed to massage me? I'm offended.
Not allowed is not the right term, but it's just a topic of discussion.
I'm folding my arms because I'm defensive now. Okay, what is...
Okay, so it's definitely nuanced and it's kind of a gray area. But that's what I want to talk about is the gray area. There's always interesting conversations, right? It's not always black and white.
So maybe we should preface this by saying, you know, take everything with a grain of salt. Right. It's not like our position is that you should never massage family members and it's the worst idea ever. But it's always interesting to think about things like this and just, I don't know.
Just talking about them for sure. So the first thing I want to talk about was insurance within Canada. So most of the insurance companies do not allow you to massage family members. Like if you have a receipt and the massage therapist is your family member, that will usually not be covered.
And direct bill for it.
Well, direct bill or given a receipt and the person submitted on their own.
Yeah, to submit for insurance. So
Right now I'm specifically talking about insurance. Now, each insurance company, I mean, in Canada there's over 40 different, well, there's lots actually. There's lots of insurance companies. There's about 40 that we can direct bill. There's more than that even for general insurance purposes.
Right.
They all can set their own rules regarding this. So I'm not speaking for all of them, but for the majority that I've seen, they have a clause in their like pamphlet that says that you cannot, that's not allowed. So I'll read exactly here what Green Shield said. So they have a little booklet and part of it says that these are things that they won't cover. So services or supplies that, and then there's this big long list and it's things like if the practitioner, if their license was revoked, you know, if the services are being provided solely for aesthetic services or like recreational or sporting activities or like just these different weird things that they won't cover.
Yeah.
And on there, it says, if the services are provided by an immediate family member related to you by birth, adoption, or by marriage, and or a practitioner who normally resides in your home, an immediate family member includes a parent, spouse, child, or sibling. So it won't be covered. Now, maybe you've gotten away with that in the past because maybe you have different last names. Like, how are they really going to know? Also, a lot of the time when you're submitting a receipt, it's kind of by audit only. And so, you know, it's not like they're looking over each receipt with a fine-tooth comb and, oh, this practitioner has the same last name as you. Oh, maybe you're related. Oh, I'm going to, you know, inquire about that. Like, they just... It's often by an audit-only basis, and so they may not know. So you might say, well, I've submitted receipts before for family members, and it's been approved. Yeah. So what's wrong with that?
I would bet that a lot of them nowadays have systems in place to catch stuff like that, where it's automated.
Right.
If I submit a receipt and the therapist has the same last name as me, right, that would just be an automatic red flag, right? Surely they would set up systems in place to catch stuff like that.
Yeah, who knows?
Yeah.
But yeah, this makes it very clear it's not allowed.
Right.
And so...
And that makes sense to me.
Yeah, I had an interesting experience where I was massaging someone and she said, you know, normally in the past, I would get massaged by my sister. That was normal. They would write receipts. They have different last names. She's like, all the time, that's just what we would do.
Yeah.
What happened was over COVID, we were shut down for 3 months, couldn't practice. But this person's sister lived in their basement. They lived in the same home. And so She actually called the insurance company and she said, now I'd like to get a massage and submit a receipt. You're going to see a massage receipt and be like, oh, what's happening? Like, massage therapists aren't allowed to practice right now. Why are you submitting a receipt? This must be fraudulent. And she said, I live with my sister, who's the massage therapist. And they said,
should have said, I live with this person who's my friend.
Yeah, but this one even though says, even if they normally reside in your home and you're not related,
oh, interesting.
It's also not allowed.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So the insurance company was like, at first they were like, okay, yeah, that's fine. And then they were like, wait a second. No, it's not fine. They had to kind of think about it. They're like, no, you can't actually get
for
massaged.
For this other reason.
Yeah, for this other reason. Yeah. They're like, that's fine.
COVID aside.
COVID, whatever. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, no, that's not allowed. And so the person was like, what? And even the massage therapist was like, really? Like, they didn't know.
Right.
And I mean, it's common that massage therapists, we wouldn't know because we aren't given this insurance booklet. This booklet is the booklet provided to the people who have the plan, right? And so, I mean, I found it because it is published also online, but I could see a lot of massage therapists not knowing this rule from these insurance companies.
And I think that's just a testament to that therapist's integrity, right? Because it never, probably never even crossed her mind.
Like, why would that not be allowed?
That it wouldn't be allowed.
Right.
And it's, I mean, for me, as a forensic accountant, it makes perfect sense, right? Because the opportunity for fraud is so high, right? Because you're going to, people that commit fraud generally do it with, you usually need somebody else to help you commit the fraud.
Right.
And so you'll collude with someone that you're close with, right? So whether it's someone that you've, you know, you're really close with at work or a family member or a friend,
right,
where you can work together.
Right.
Like, so I know of bank robberies when I worked at the bank robberies that took place internally,
right?
And it was two people within the bank who had, they had a really good, really close relationship. And so, you know, we have controls in place, but if two people come together,
they both have the codes or whatever.
They both have the codes or whatever. They can do things and get away with it quite easily. Well, not quite easily, but I figured out how to rob the bank.
Well,
I never did, but
well, if online wellness doesn't work out, we'll go do that.
Yeah, we'll just go rob the bank.
Interesting. Yeah, so I think that's pretty interesting and definitely something for people to be aware of. Now, the other question that is raised is like, okay, fine, I won't submit a receipt or I won't give a receipt. Can I still massage a family member, a friend, a spouse? Is that okay? Like, just massage them. They don't even have to pay me. I'll just massage them. Is that okay?
Well, I mean, I think you can.
You cannot always.
You cannot. Are the police going
to
show up?
It has nothing to do with the police. It has everything to do with your massage association or your college, your regulatory college. There's rules about this. Why are you laughing?
It just seems so ridiculous.
It's not ridiculous.
The use of the word can versus like should, right? Like,
so I, yeah.
Okay. I'm intrigued.
Okay.
Educate me.
So it really depends where you live and what association
this
you're a member
so
of.
This is so fascinating.
You're intrigued.
I bet a lot of people have.
I've never even thought about this.
Yeah.
Yeah. So every massage association, well, they should. I believe every massage association has their standards of practice and outlines all these different things.
Okay.
I bet a lot of massage therapists don't read this. It's like super long.
You're the only nerd.
I'm the only nerd who's like, oh, I gotta read these.
I've read all 1,700 pages of them.
Yeah. So like I said, every association is different. I have not read all of the standards of practice for all of the associations, so I can't speak to all of them. I'm a member of MTAA, and I can read what the standards of practice are for MTAA. I also have standards of practice for Samoda and CMTO. So I won't read them all because they're kind of boring. Like, read every word, but I'll let you know what it says. So the MTAA one has a section on treating family or friends, and they lay out their standards of practice by like the condition, the task, and the standard. So the condition says family or friends of a massage therapist are seeking massage therapy services from a practitioner with whom they have an existing personal relationship. So the task says to ensure that professional boundaries are maintained when the client is the massage therapist's friend or family member and to manage the risks associated with the resulting dual relationship. So that's the main problem, right? Is it creates a dual relationship. Like you're their practitioner, but you're also their friend. And it becomes this kind of gray, weird area.
Okay.
So that's part of the problem. So it says these risks include but are not limited to making assumptions regarding health history, treatment tolerance, client comfort, or payment, missing or withholding of relevant information, preferential treatment, absent or incomplete documentation, or real or perceived insurance fraud where third-party coverage is sought.
Which we talked about.
Which we talked about already. Yeah. So the other problems are you may not feel comfortable asking all the health history questions, or right. they may not feel comfortable telling you all of the answers.
Right.
So
right.
that's kind of a gray area.
Like, oh, I'm pregnant.
Yeah.
But I don't want anyone to know.
I don't want anyone else to know. Yeah.
Or I have cancer and I don't really
I'm
want
to. Keeping that a secret. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. Treating them differently, like maybe giving them more time than you're billing for, or like,
right.
Yeah. Or you're not going to maybe do all your charting properly. Cause like, it's just for my sister, whatever. You're not going to do all the proper charting. So yeah, those are possible risks. And so there's the standard. It has a few different sections. So the first one is quality and technical. So it says, so that the massage therapist avoids treating anyone with whom they have had a sexual or romantic relationship, including their spouse or any other immediate family members. So it says to avoid treating them. So there you go. It's telling
it
me
says
to avoid,
avoid
treating them. So when you're like, please just give me a massage, I'll say, MTA said to avoid it. So bye.
It says avoid. It doesn't say you absolutely cannot.
You're right. The MTA does not say you can absolutely not. It just said that you should avoid it.
Right.
And then it goes
and I would agree with all of those reasons.
Right. It makes sense. It goes on to say only in exceptional circumstances treat family members or someone with whom you have a close personal relationship. And so then it lists some exceptional circumstances such as like if there's no one else available to treat you or
right.
like there's financial hardship, right? So maybe you'll treat them for free or right. you'll do some sort of barter or trade or something. Maybe that client doesn't trust anyone else. They only trust a family member. Also, there might be like barriers to like language barriers or something. Like there's different reasons.
There's lots of reasons I can think of. Yeah.
Right. So you have to kind of be aware of those things, and then it gives you some tips on how to properly treat
that
person.
All I have to do to compel you to massage me is say, I don't feel comfortable
with
any massage therapist but you.
But that's not true. You'll get a massage from anyone. You're just like excited to be on the table.
Yeah, anyone. Literally anyone.
You're like, you want a massage? Anyone.
Sometimes I trick my kids into like giving me massages.
That is the best. Just walk on my back.
Like, Abby, just like rub my back here for a second.
So true.
Yeah.
So yeah, it just says that you should be extra vigilant in your practice. Really be careful about confidentiality. Do your thorough interview and assessment.
Right.
All those things.
So that was MTAA?
That's MTAA.
Okay. What do the other associations say? The
so,
same type of...
So some of them are more strict. So MTAA's is pretty reasonable, I think.
Yeah.
And I'm not bashing anybody's...
No, you're just laying
things.
Out,
I'm just
you're just laying
what,
out
yeah,
the facts as they are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we'll look at SAMHSA. So they're the Canadian Massage and Manual Osteopathic Therapist Association. And they have a whole section. Theirs is quite long. So they remind you at the beginning here of their policy that this is their rule, but if you are also a member of a regulatory college, then you need to follow that first. Like that trumps.
Oh, interesting.
This because they're Canadian wide, right? So, So there says that the purpose of this is to clarify family members, treating family members. And it says, so it's currently allowed, but it is strongly discouraged.
Okay.
And then it says, so same thing as far as a family member is defined as a person who's a child, sibling, parent.
Yeah.
And then, or a person who is either married to or in a common law relationship with a child, sibling, parent, grandparent, a spouse is not included in this policy. So they have a separate policy for spouses.
Okay.
Okay. So yeah, so it's a family member or someone who they have a romantic relationship with.
Right.
Oh, no. So this is very confusing. I seriously had to read like five times and I thought I understood. Now I'm reading again. I'm like, actually, I'm confused.
People have turned off this episode. Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. Okay, keep
I think
going.
It's interesting.
I'm intrigued.
Okay,
yes,
so it says
really
romantic partner is not included in this policy. So they have three policies. They have like the family and friends, and they have the spouse, and then romantic partners.
Okay.
So it says if you're treating family members, it should be performed to the same level and standard as the general public. Obviously, that's
right.
true. So it says it should still take place in a clinical setting, that it shouldn't take place in your home unless you have a clinical setting set up. Like you shouldn't just be like, oh, come on over.
Right.
All of a sudden now you're treating your home. It's not a clinical setting. So
right.
like I said, it has to be in a clinical setting. It says you can bill your family members. The massage should occur within normal business hours. and you need to document it properly.
Right.
And then it says reported noncompliance with this policy would result in disciplinary action through Simoda's disciplinary complaints policy.
I would love to know if they've actually ever.
Yeah, I don't know. It'd be interesting to talk to someone from
initiated Simoda. Any disciplinary proceedings against a therapist who was noncompliant.
Yeah.
Yeah. With that specific rule.
Right. So that's their section on family members. I think I accidentally said friends as well. This doesn't outline friends. It's just family members.
Okay.
Okay, so that's our section on family members. And then their section on romantic partners. Okay, so it says, I'm going to read it exactly so I don't mess it up. Okay, a romantic partner is defined as a person who is involved in either a dating or sexual relationship with the therapist, but does not include a person defined as a spouse. Okay.
Okay.
And it says a romantic or sexual relationship with a former client may not be pursued or entered into by a therapist until a 12-month period has passed following termination or discharge of the professional relationship. So you can't massage someone unless it's been 12 months. And this is like if you were dating someone.
Read that. I understood that the other way, that you can't date someone until after 12 months.
Okay. Wait, well, how did I say it? Did I not say that?
That you can't massage someone until after 12 months of the termination of the relationship.
Well, I think it's either way. Yeah, I don't want to see you go away.
Go away. Yeah. I can massage you in 12 months, but I never want to see you again.
Right.
Right?
Yeah, it says a romantic or sexual relationship with a former client may not be pursued or entered into by a therapist until a 12-month period has passed following termination of the professional relationship.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if I wanted to date a therapist.
If you wanted to date a massage therapist, you'd have to wait 12 months. I'd have to wait 12 months.
Yeah. Interesting.
Right?
That's their rule.
That's their rule.
Okay.
Okay. Does that make sense?
And they don't give any reasons why. They just say this is what the rule is.
Doesn't say too much. Yeah.
Okay.
Just says this is the rule. And then where's their spouse policy? Yeah. So the spouse policy says a spouse is defined as a person who is either legally married or in a common law relationship. And it says a romantic partner is not included in this policy. So that's where it's confusing.
Oh, okay. I get it, though.
So you have to be, like, living together or married.
Yeah.
The dating one was a separate one.
Right.
Okay. So it says treatment of a spouse is to be delivered at the same level and standard as the general public. And then the same rules, like it needs to be a clinical setting within your regular business hours, yada, yada. So you can massage your spouse or your common law partner. You can massage family members. But you cannot massage someone who you're dating.
Okay.
That's their rule. And it kind of makes sense. I like it, actually. I think it makes sense in my head.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? Because it's just like this really gray area.
Yeah.
The dating or sexual relationship.
Right.
It's like, are you a client? Are you...
Yeah, what are you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Interesting.
Okay. So that's theirs. And then Simoda. So...
Simoda or CMTO? Sorry,
Simoda. Oh my goodness. Their names are very similar.
Yeah.
CMTO.
So this is Ontario.
This is Ontario.
Okay.
The college. Okay. So they're... So it's a little bit different because this is a regulated province now. So their standard, treating family or friends, says certain situations create the need for extra vigilance in the maintenance of boundaries. Any romantic or sexual relationship with a client, including a spouse, is always considered sexual abuse under the Regulated Health Professions Act.
What?
Yes. They're super crazy strict.
Wait, read that again.
Any romantic or sexual relationship with a client, including a spouse, is always considered sexual abuse under the RHPA.
Okay, I get it. Okay.
Even if the individual involved consents to the relationship, it is still considered sexual abuse within the meaning of the RHPA. Okay, so basically you're not allowed. It says it is generally inadvisable to treat family members. This excludes spouse and romantic partners who can never be treated. Never is bolded and underlined. So spouses and romantic partners can never be treated. And then family members, it's inadvisable.
Okay. Do they outline any sort of... Because I think there's lots of different ways you could read that, right? Okay. Maybe that is under the assumption that there's an exchange of money. That there's a transaction taking place.
I don't think so. No, I don't think it has anything to do with money. It has to do with that it's now a dual relationship. There's more details if you want to hear it.
That's so interesting. I'm trying to be very...
So if you live in Ontario,
You cannot massage your spouse.
You cannot massage your spouse.
And they're calling it sexual abuse if you yeah. do?
And that's not even just a massage thing. That's a regulated Health Professions Act thing. So any practitioners like chiropractors, acupuncturists, anybody who's underneath that, I shouldn't say acupuncturists, I'm not sure if they're regulated in Ontario. I think they are.
So if we move to Ontario and you become a member of the CMTO and you massage me, you've sexually abused me according to their standards?
According to, yeah, apparently.
I mean, I think we need a lawyer to read this.
It's pretty clear.
That sounds crazy.
It's, yeah.
I mean, I don't want to offend anyone by giving my opinion, but that just seems really, that seems really strict.
Yeah, and I think...
And I'm trying to understand the reasons why.
And I think it's kind of, it's tricky because where do you outline what is treatment? Okay, so I'm rubbing like lotion on your back at the beach, like suntan lotion. I'm like massaging it in. Oh, you're massaging him. Better stop. It's like, I'm allowed to touch you. Like you're yeah. my spouse.
Yes.
So what is massage and what is massage therapy? Where do you draw that line of what's the difference?
Yeah. And I think, I mean, when you're married to someone or in a committed relationship with someone, like, I mean, what you do in your private life is your own business, mm-hmm. right? And I feel like the association has no right to really dictate any of that. I hate maybe that I said that because it's like I'm coming out and criticizing that piece unless I'm completely maybe I have to read the whole, like all of the standards in context. I don't know. It just seems really intense. I feel right. like I'm going to get sued now.
It's very clear in here that, it says like to not treat any client with whom they have had a sexual or romantic relationship, including their spouse. But I guess what is really tricky to define is what is treatment?
Yeah.
What is treatment? Yes. Because it's like, yes. you're on my massage table. I've done an intake. There's an intake form. There's charting. You know, I give you home care. Like all of that encompasses a treatment to me. And we do talk about how massage therapy, massage treatment is different than just massage. I mean, it's what we go to school for. It encompasses so much more than just do-do-do, massage your back. Right? That's not what just massage is. It's just dee dee rub your back.
Yeah. Right. So the legal fight would be over that.
That would be what the legal fight word. Is. It's like, is this a massage Define therapy treatment?
Yeah.
Or am I just giving you a massage?
Oh, this is interesting. I hope I don't make any enemies.
No, I think it's an interesting discussion. I'd love to talk
I'd
to
love
someone
to talk to some people about provinces. This. Yeah. And we should.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. And then even it goes on to say like only in exceptional circumstances can you treat family members with whom you've had a close personal relationship, like other than a spouse. It always keeps saying that other than a spouse, which is prohibited.
Even under exceptional circumstances, you're still not allowed to massage your spouse.
Yes. No, this is talking about family members. So you're not even supposed to massage family members, only in exceptional circumstances.
But you can never massage your spouse.
Never. Not even in exceptional circumstances. Yeah. Never. It says it's prohibited.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Do you know if any of the other regulated provinces have the same?
I don't know. So I haven't looked into BC.
That would be interesting.
I haven't looked into the other ones. Yeah. I mean, anyone who's listening, if you want to chime in, I'd love to hear what your regulatory college or association says about this. I think it's very, very
And I should be careful. You know, there's obviously a reason for this, you know?
Yeah.
Things have happened that have made it, because obviously, like I remember when I was working for the Alberta Securities Commissions, and it's very like compliance oriented. My job was all about compliance, and I would sit in these meetings with lawyers, and we would go through agreements and contracts like line by line, and we would have mm-hmm. really in-depth discussions about like, okay, we need to talk about this piece, this sentence, we need to have a meeting about this sentence and let's talk about this and consider, you know, all of the variables. Is there anything that we're missing here? And so I would imagine the people who put this together, they had a similar discussion like the one that we're having. Mm-hmm. And there would have been reasons that were outlined to justify putting that in there the way that it is. And so I am ignorant to what those reasons are. And so I recognize that. I find it very, especially considering the fact that some of these other associations have more relaxed rules.
It's because they're not regulated, though. I know, there's a regulated health act. And there is a whole section here with CMTO about preventing sexual abuse. And that's what we were like, I'd love to know the reasons. This is the reason.
That's the reason.
The reason says, like, that they take it very seriously, sexual abuse, right?
Yeah.
And so...
Yeah. As they should.
And I mean, there was a recent case in BC with a very well-known massage therapist and educator. And he's being... accused of multiple cases of sexual abuse. And at first glance, I'm like, oh my gosh, this is great. I mean, it is really crazy still. But at first glance, I thought they were just complete strangers, these people that he was treating. But you go on to, you can read it all on the website, on the BC's website. It said that he was in a relationship with these people outside of a professional relationship. He was dating these people, whether he was dating them first and then they came in for treatment, or they came in for treatment first and then he went on to date them. I don't know the whole story.
Okay, interesting.
And so this is the problem, right? It's like there's, once you're in the treatment room, there's this power differential and it creates problems. It creates a lot of problems.
Okay.
Yeah, so I think that's what it comes down to.
Hmm.
Yeah, this says CMTO has a policy of zero tolerance and takes any allegation of sexual abuse very seriously.
Yeah, as they should.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's just like this abuse of power, I guess. Yeah, it says, this slippery slope can be avoided by a clear understanding of boundaries and the limits of the professional relationship. So, yeah. Super interesting.
Yeah, it's a really interesting.
Yeah.
Huh. And I'm just trying to be careful.
You're because processing.
I'm on camera and this is recorded and going to be published. And so...
Interesting. Yeah. So okay. I think bottom line, you need to know what your association or college says.
Yeah.
And you need to abide by it, whether you agree with it or not.
Yeah.
You need to abide by it because there's some serious, serious consequences.
Right.
Like this individual in BC, it's crazy. What, like, he's obviously being stripped of his title as a registered massage therapist. But then also I think he's being fined like something crazy, like $500,000 or something. I don't know. Don't quote me on that. But he is being fined. And
are we allowed to even talk about this?
It's published. It's public knowledge.
Right.
Anyone can look it up. You don't have to be a member of the BC College. You can look it up. It's in the news.
So you're just stating facts. We're not giving... Because I want to be careful about... Right. I don't know. What we say about another therapist.
That's right. And I don't know the whole story. And I would love to give this person the full benefit of the doubt. I have no idea. I mean, I didn't know this
person. And I guess we're not saying who it is.
Right.
I don't even know who it is, who you're talking about. Right.
And so. I didn't know this individual personally at all.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's just a sad, unfortunate situation.
Yeah.
Both the massage therapist and the people who were abused, like, not okay.
Yeah, you got to protect yourself.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, because if you have, like, I'm just trying to think of some hypothetical scenarios that you should consider when, you know, because I imagine, okay, let's say you have a family member, say a brother-in-law that wants to get a massage from you, and, you know, he has a personal vendetta against you for reasons that you are not even aware of. And then you come over and give a massage, and then, you know, there's some allegations that you did X, Y, and Z to him, right? Mm-hmm. Well, you never would have been in that situation if you just abided by your association standards and not massaged him or her, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, interesting. This is fascinating.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it just, the thing that comes to my mind is the advice people give to never go into business with family.
Yeah.
Right? It's just not something that you do.
Yeah.
For,
it can cause a lot of problems. It
causes a lot of problems. And you just have to look at my family as an example. Right? We won't get into the details, but, you know, it's my father started a business many years ago with his father, and it has destroyed many of the relationships in his family because of, you know, fighting over money and lots of, I mean, it's really complex, the issues. And it's really unfortunate to see that happen. And so hopefully online wellness doesn't, you know, hopefully we don't get divorced.
We went into business together. Oh, no.
Yeah.
No, I agree.
It's interesting.
And I think actually sometimes having these rules outlined by the association or college is almost kind of nice in a way. Because sometimes
yeah.
you might feel obligated to treat a family member and you may not want to, right? Even if, or yeah. they might ask
That's
for
a really good point.
They may ask for a lot of favors. Like, hey, I know normally you don't treat on the weekends, but really hurt my back today. Can you treat me? And you feel bad saying no because it's your family member and you should bend over backwards for them. And
right.
And
right.
so it's just kind of easy to just, oh, sorry, darn, the association says I can't treat you.
Yeah.
Right?
And maybe that's one of the reasons why they have that clause in there. You know, it's like a...
like, you can blame us.
Yeah.
That was like my mom always growing up. If she was like, you can blame me for, you know, if you're out with your friends and you actually just want to go home and you could say, oh, darn, like my mom said I have to be home at 8. She's like, you can blame me for things like that, right?
It's yeah,
like,
yeah.
The scapegoat, and it's like the same sort of thing. So in a way, right. you can look at, like, maybe you're annoyed by this rule, but maybe you can look at it as a blessing too and just have that boundary, right? And just have a really good relationship with another massage therapist that you can refer them to, right? Be like, sorry, I can't treat you, but... so-and-so can.
Yeah. It just reminds me of some of the rules that your parents would have when you're a kid. And you're like, I don't understand why this is a rule.
Mm-hmm.
And then you become a parent yourself and it's like, oh, okay, I get it now.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I get it now. Right? And hindsight is 20/20.
Yeah.
It's like the association, the governing body, they have more insight. They should know what's going on in their
yeah.
profession.
Yeah.
Right? All of the legal cases that are going on, you know, allegations that have come forth. And so... you know, they, as the, you know, the all-powerful governing parent of the massage therapist in this particular province, they
right.
they can say, okay, this rule is in place for reasons that you don't fully understand, mm-hmm. but you just need to trust us.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And it's like us as a parent. It's like, no, you can't do that. And I know you don't fully understand why, but like, just trust me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And those rules are usually in place to protect people, right?
100%.
The rules we give for our kids, like, oh, that we don't have sleepovers and stuff. And it's like, it's to protect you. And same with these rules. They're trying to protect the massage therapist and they're trying to protect the public. That's what it comes yeah. down to. And yeah. so, yeah, I like that analogy of look at them as the parent.
yeah, yeah. The overly concerned mother and father
yes.
that just, they love you and they just want to make sure that, and I mean, I don't want to use that word, but like come from a place of genuine love and care for, as they should, as the regulatory body.
Yeah.
You know, their job is to take care, to look after the therapist in their province. And so these rules are meant to do that.
Right.
Even though they may seem really strict.
Like the overbearing parent. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting. Wow. That was heavy.
Sorry.
Now I'm sad. I need some cake.
Now I'm sad. Okay. What's your tax tip of the week?
Well, there's been some chatter recently, and I feel like this is something that comes up every year. You know, people say, okay, you should really be careful about what you write off this year because the CRA is going to crack down on, you know, this or that. And I mean, who knows what the CRA is going to do? And so I think the chatter has been around, what was it?
Well, people were saying, oh, because of CERB, like, you know, the government's lost so much money from CERB. Now they're trying to recoup their money. So they're going to be really strict about the two things they were talking about were home business expenses.
Okay.
And then also contractors versus employees, just really making sure that people are actually contractors and not employees.
Right. I mean, the home expenses I get because one of the new things that's been introduced is employees who do work from home, they're allowed to, you know, they're allowed to write off a portion of their home expenses as an employee. Like there's, I'm not going to get into the intricacies, but that's something that has been introduced. And so whenever there's a new tax law that's introduced, I'm just making some assumptions here, but generally speaking, whenever they roll out something new, they're going to take a closer look at that just to make sure that, okay, is this working? Are people, you know, doing it the right way? Not necessarily that they want to like get as much money back from people as they can. They want to like, you know, stick it to people and, mm-hmm. you know, enforce these rules. They just want to make sure that it's like people know what they're doing.
Right.
Because rules that have been around for a long time, it's like, okay, generally speaking, people know what the rule is and what right. they're supposed to do. Right. Like writing off vehicle expenses for a sole proprietorship, like, here's the rule. It's been the rule for many years. Like, go ahead and do it. But whenever they roll out something new, you know, with more people working from home now, like, it just makes sense that the CRA is going to look at that closer.
Right.
And who knows if they actually are going to. I don't know. We'll see.
Right.
You have to cough. Okay, we're back. So Melissa just finished coughing for the last 2 hours. Are you okay?
Hours.
Are you okay?
No.
No, she's dying. We're going to have to wrap it up here. I don't even know what we're talking about. Writing off stuff, enforcing the CRA being crazy. Yeah, I mean, who knows? Who knows what the CRA is going to do? Maybe one thing that, you know, plays out in people's favor is the fact that the CRA may be going on strike middle of April. And so, I mean, that's going to throw all
that's
sorts
terrible
of...
terrible timing, or they're doing that on purpose.
Well, I mean, it's complex, but no, I just don't really know all the facts. Yeah. But yeah, people should file their taxes ASAP, right? Like if you're expecting a return back, don't wait until middle of April or end of April,
right?
Because you may have to wait longer.
Most massage therapists, though, usually have to pay.
Yeah.
Depending. If they've maybe paid installments, but.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Let us know what you think about these associations rules. I mean, I'm after talking about it with you and thinking about it, I'm convinced that the rule makes sense. I do get it.
Right.
And generally speaking, I think that it's a good rule. You're going to have some strong opinions on either side.
Right.
But yeah, it makes sense to me.
Right.
Okay. All right. No hard feelings. We love everyone. Have a great week. See you guys. Thank you so much for listening. If you'd like to stay in touch, you can follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok. We've included the links to these in the show notes. Also, be sure to check out our website, onlinewellness.ca, if you need any continuing education credits. All of our courses have been approved by massage associations across Canada. Anyways, we'll catch you next time.